Hello, Saints. Todd here with SafeguardYourSoul.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so blessed to have these moments together in the Word of God. And remember, Saints, there's nothing happening on God's planet that is even remotely as important as the work of the gospel and feeding the sheep of Jesus Christ, for whom He died to save, so that they can grow in grace, they can be edified, they can be equipped for the work of the ministry according to the scriptures. And let me just guarantee you this one thing: by the grace of God, this outreach will continue to unapologetically endeavor to preach the whole of the Word of God, regardless of who gets offended or not, in Jesus' name. And please remember that your prayers and support are vital to this operation. Thank you.
Now, one of the ways that we discern whether or not a ministry or a minister is of God or of the devil, remember, Jesus warned us to beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. The ministers of Satan represent or put themselves in the place of being angels of light, people who pose as representatives for Christ while subverting the truth of the gospel. So we must beware, friend. And one of the ways that you discern whether or not a ministry is true or false is to discern, look at who they're connected with. We see a lot lately of these cameo appearances with all this fornication going on, with spiritual fornication, with Joel Osteen coming to all these churches. When Joel Osteen is invited to come teach at a church, it's not going to teach the word. We know that. As counterfeit as they could be, possibly be. If you don't understand that, friend, I want to encourage you to truly make sure you're saved. You have to be a brand new Christian, even wonder about that, to not see that Joel Osteen is not teaching anything remotely close to the original gospel. He's the clearest, most obvious false prophet in America. So he's not even giving any scripture most of the time anymore when you see him on TV. So anyway, if a ministry is bringing him in, that ministry is a business that they call a church, but it's a business and a country club, and they're trying to get more accolades to themselves. See, it's a back-scratching situation, and this is nothing new, beloved. In Ezekiel, I really want you to look at a passage in Ezekiel. I want you to write this down if you're not able to open your Bible right now. It's the 22nd chapter of Ezekiel, verse 25 through 27. Ezekiel 22, 25 through 27. The prophet speaks of a conspiracy. That's what the King James says. Therefore, and by the way, I want you to read it in the King James. That's what you should be reading anyway. There's a conspiracy among the prophets, the false prophets he's talking about, and they destroy and devour souls. Now, who's the conspiracy? Who are they conspiring against? Well, just like the one-third of the angels who rebelled against the Lord, they are conspiring and rebelling against the Lord while feigning to be representing him, just like Satan, who was representing the Lord. It looks like he was like the worship leader in heaven when we read about him in the Old Testament. And he had tabrets or instruments, gifting built into him to do such. And these leaders are gifted by God. All gifts come from God, but all gifts are not being used to the glory of God. Many of them are being perverted. And that's certainly the case with the false teachers and the false prophets. And listen, let me stop right here and say this. If you're alarmed that I'm talking about false prophets and false teachers, you're already biblically illiterate, sitting under a false ministry. And one of the reasons why they don't want to bring that to the light is because they don't want you to figure out that that's what they are. That would blow their cover. So it's time to get a life in the Word and stop being shocked when people talk about biblical truth and get up to speed on the Word. Amen. Listen, they conspire, Ezekiel 22, 25 through 27, against the Lord to devour his sheep and to destroy souls. That means they die and go to hell. The blind leading the blind into the ditch of eternal damnation. You see, they conspire not only against God, but against his people. They got quite a racket going on. You got Keith Craft in Frisco, Texas, bringing in Joel Osteen, and he goes down there. It's a back-scratching cameo appearance is what it is, to build on each other's personalities as a united front. But they're a united front against the Lord. They're also an affront against the Lord, to put it lightly. And if you're supporting that and giving ear to it, friend, you are going to be partaker of their evil deeds, according to 2 John, verse 7 through 11. You are against against the Lord. Jesus said, you're either with me or you're against me. And if you're helping his enemies in their conspiracy by doing any kind of condoning support to them of any kind, money or your presence or whatever, you are a part of the problem and you have aligned yourself against the Lord. It's time to repent. Now, we've written two books on this subject that bring out an absolute myriad of scriptures on this topic. The Bible has so much to say about this. Those two books are available at safeguardyoursoul.com. One of them is titled Deceivers and False Prophets Among Us, and the other one is titled Predators in Our Pulpits. God bless you, friend. Again, that's safeguardyoursoul.com.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among his people and through his beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, even so, come Lord Jesus. Amen.